Regime forces in Saudi Arabia have detained over 140 people after rallies in several cities demanding the release of political prisoners. The whereabouts of the detained protesters are still unknown. The protesters say political prisoners have been held in jails for years without having been charged, tried, or given access to lawyers. They came out despite a strict ban by the Saudi regime on anti-government protests. Saudi Arabia has been the scene of frequent protests since early 2011. Over a dozen demonstrators have been killed and many arrested in the regime's crackdown during the past 2 years. Joining us now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut, is political analyst Mr. Kamal Wazni to give us more insight on that story. Mr. Wazni, welcome to the program. How significant is it to see these protests, and what does it mean for the House of Saud?
Well, these voices are there in the Saudi kingdom. I think a lot of people are concerned about the structure of the Saudi Arabia. We know they put a lot of money, the Saudis put a lot of money to calm down the anger that existed in the street. And obviously, if you think about it a little carefully, that what is taking place in the Middle East is actually it's planned by the Saudis, because somebody wanted to have a sectarian fight along the Middle East so some country can save itself from a change. And I think that Saudi looked very carefully at what happened in Egypt and other countries in the region, and there were actually very concerned that there is huge demand by the Saudi asking for change. So they took the tone of sectarian, and that's why if you look at the media, Saudi media, it's actually having, it's all propaganda. As a situation, it's sectarian issues. It's not sectarian. I think there is a legitimate demand in Saudi Arabia. If you look at the level of unemployment, the level of poverty, and the way the distribution of wealth, then you can find there is a merit to these people on the street. Aside from that, there is actually a large portion of the population been discriminated against them, and there's a lot of people in prison been arrested without due process. So what you see could be a lot more if wasn't for the tactic is used by the people who actually try to look at the situation in the Middle East as sectarian issues.
Why isn't there a more broad focus, and by that I mean on an international level, to the issue of human rights in Saudi Arabia?
Well, you have to look at the sponsor of these countries, and especially the United States and the West. I think they're very happy with the current regime in Saudi Arabia, and they're very happy with the current regime in Qatar. To a certain extent, probably we'll see a change on or a transition in Qatar, because they made a lot of mistakes in Qatar, according probably to Western intelligence. But at this point, as long as the American interest is met, then they are willing to look the other side when there is certain activities that concern human rights, especially when it comes to Saudi Arabia. America are very concerned about the flow of oil and the money of oil, and they wanted somebody they count on, and I think they count on the royal family in that end, and for that they actually, they come under their protection, and you're not going to see a lot of people complaining here and there from the Western media or from the United States or from Europe.
Thank you very much. Political analyst Mr. Kamal Wazni joining us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut.